said that his injury is worse than he thought it was. Are you ruling him out for Sunday at all?
Nope. He said, I talked to him this morning. He said he's going to run around a little bit more today, so we'll see where he is.
Is his hamstring injury, is it abnormal? I mean, is there something about it that's making it last longer than perhaps?
I have no idea about that. I know he's got a hamstring, so.
Would Casey's availability affect whether you keep three quarterbacks active?
James? Yeah, I mean, we got to have a third. So really kind of when we get towards later in the week, and a lot of some of those, like that decision with James last week wasn't made till Sunday. So, but you got to have at least an emergency guy if for some reason, you know, we wouldn't feel comfortable if we didn't have a third guy available for us. So.
And you can start over Jason Peters?
Jason should practice today. So everybody's going to practice today. So we'll see what he can do and then get an evaluation of him after today's practice.
Do you ever go into a game thinking, this one's going to be more high scoring than another one, and does it affect your game plan or your play calling?
No. And an example, we played in the national championship against Auburn that was supposed to be one for the ages, and it was 22-19. So, you know, sometimes games, and, you know, you had 37 days to prepare. You could analyze it 27 million different ways. And, you know, I don't think any game, sometimes I've been in games and it's, you know, this one's going to be a stern defensive test, and it's, you know, 38-31 at half, and you're just like, that's not what I thought. So we don't go in that way. You know, I think we try to execute what we're trying to do offensively and defensively, and we see how the game goes.
What's your battle for with Mike Ranieri, 07 with Dennis Dixon? How did your offense function?
Whoa.
How did the offense function with the backup quarterbacks, and how comparable is this situation with us?
04 with Mike, Ricky came in and we went to the national playoffs, so that was pretty good. And then in Dennis, you know, the thing what happened with Dennis was when Dennis went down in 2007, the other guys went down. So Brady Leaf, our backup, we actually played in the Sun Bowl with our fifth string quarterback. We won the Sun Bowl, so I'm going to say good, I guess.
So is there anything comparable to those, to how you adjusted the offense in that situation and how you adjusted in this situation?
No, not really. You know, they're all different situations. You know, I think if we had to get to our fifth-string quarterback like I did in 2007, then it may be somebody sitting in this room, and that would be ugly. So, it's a little bit different. You know, when it happened to me at New Hampshire, we went to our backup who had been with us. You know, kind of the same thing. He was a redshirt freshman, so he'd been with us for – it was his second year, and he did an outstanding job. So, and the offense didn't change because Ricky had been with us the same amount of time, so it wasn't any different. You know, when you get down to after two or three, and then now you're got, you know, we had a couple of young kids at that point in time. That becomes a little bit different, and then we did have to change slightly. So.
Nick ends up playing Sunday. I mean, obviously, you're trying to win a game and all that, but do you kind of look at it as a chance to like evaluate him possibly to be the quarterback next year? I mean, do you kind
of? I'm not. We're not doing any evaluation right now on what our team in 2014 is going to look like. Our sole focus is beating the Cowboys. So
could that be like a byproduct of him getting a chance to play?
Anything could be a byproduct, but I mean, our entire focus is on beating the Cowboys on Sunday. So,
Chip, Kerry Williams had maybe a little bit of a rocky start just with stuff that he said, you know, the fight and everything. Can you talk about how he settled in, and were you ever apprehensive about, you know, whether misdirected energy could be an issue?
No, and make sure you say misdirected energy is your words, not my words. So I think Kerry's a highly competitive guy that wants to win in every situation he's in, whether it's on the practice field or against the Cowboys. You know, I think that's just, you know, one of Kerry's strong traits is his competitive nature, and we'd never do anything to try to diminish that. You know, I think that's what he's got an edge to him, and I think that's what Kerry's all about, and you know, it makes us better. I think it makes our receivers better. They know when we get in one-on-one situations in practice is that you better be prepared because he's going to play it like it's, you know, the ball's up in the Super Bowl. And that's an awesome thing to have. You know, the more competitive guys you can have on your team, the better off you are. So,
Chip, on the last drive last week, it looked like you and LeSean were just having a lengthy conversation on the sideline. Was that about a specific play or kind of what was going on there?
Just life in general.
With the Dallas pass catcher specifically, Des Bryant and Jason Witten, what do they do well? What kind of challenges do they present for you guys?
you know, obviously they're different, but I think, you know, the combination of Dez with his size and speed, you know, there's sometimes we'll face a big receiver, but he doesn't have that top-end speed that Dez has, you know, or you're going to see somebody with top-end speed, but they don't have the size. So he certainly is a guy that is kind of unique in what his skill set is. Witten is just such another big, you know, 265-pound tight end that just has his sure hands. He's got a great understanding of the game. It seems like him and Romo are always on the same page. And he seems like maybe he's a little bit like Tony's security blanket because he always knows where he is and he always knows if he throws it in his direction, he's going to come and get that big catch. So I think it's unique. Sometimes you face a team that's got one guy. They certainly got two all-pros, you know, in terms of Dez and Witten, and then you throw in, I think Williams is coming along, and I don't really know what the health of Austin is, but when you throw him into the mix, that passing attack overall I think will be the real difficult challenge for us just because of how many weapons there are. You know, you just can't say, hey, if we double this guy, we're in good shape because there's other guys out there that can hurt you.
On third down and four and less, you guys have run the ball 22 times, passed it 12 times. I don't know what all the other teams in the league are doing, but I'd imagine you've run it more than most teams. Why is that?
We're usually that's, you know, part of our weekly decisions when we're in the offensive staff room of what do we need to do to pick up a first down in that situation. So sometimes how people are defending you dictates that sometimes you should run the ball and get a first down. But I know overall I think we're at a 45% clip on picking up first down. So I think we're doing a decent job of it. So
do you think is it a byproduct at least of the up-tempo and that teams don't have time to fit? But I think most teams are usually just level and now think they're going to pass. Most teams are going to pass in maybe third and four. Is the up-tempo because you do it so quickly when you do run the ball?
I don't know if it's the up-tempo. Whether we run or pass, we're usually in a pretty decent clip in terms of getting the play in. I don't think it's a matchup thing because most people are playing us in nickel anyway. So I can't speak to whether it's because it's up-tempo or not. But
Chip, you guys have been pretty stout since week one in run defense. How big is that as far as really making teams, taking that away and making teams throw?
It is. It's important. You know, I think if you can make teams somewhat one-dimensional, you know, that helps. It just depends on who you're making one-dimensional, though. You know, I'm sure people would probably wish Peyton Manning ran the ball a lot more on him, you know, than putting it in his hands every single play. But, you know, I still think you have to be a tough physical football team. And to be a tough physical football team, you have to be able to stop the run. So I think it's important in terms of what we're trying to get accomplished here.
Jeff, in your pass rush for the first 6 weeks, have you noticed one person standing out that gets double teamed more than another?
Double team? No. No, I mean, I think it – you know, last game, I think Fletch was the guy that really showed up for us. You know, before that, I think Cedric Thornton, you know, probably games 1 through 5 was a guy that was really that on a consistent basis. Those were that stick out to me right now without, you know, going through each individual game. But Ced in those first games and really Fletch in the game he played on against the Bucks were, you know, the two guys that kind of stand out for me.
What did you notice about what teams do to try to make it Trent Cole?
There's a lot. I mean, that's the one thing. There's not one protection or scheme that people use. You know, sometimes they're sliding it to Trent. You know, sometimes they're leaving him individual. Sometimes they're, you know, I know for all of our outside guys, we're getting chipped a lot. You know, whether it be the tight end in a delay release or a running back coming out of the backfield, you know, to try to take some of those edges off. And, you know, that's something that's really prevalent in this league right now. But, you know, I think it's made it difficult for a lot of defensive ends in this league because of people chipping on their way out. So,
have you sensed anything different in your team? Obviously, you know, you said you don't get a trophy if you win this game for first place in October, but it is for first place. It's against the division rival Cowboys. Do you sense anything different with your team, or is it pretty much?
No, I haven't, but I think that's a good thing because I think we've practiced well the last couple of weeks, and obviously we always talk about preparation, and I think your preparation is what leads to your, you know, whether you're successful or not successful on Sundays, and I think those guys get a feel for it. So, you know, as we get closer to the game, you start to kind of, you know, you're getting into really that mindset that you're trying to get to, and that starts to happen really 48 hours before the game. But they know for us to be successful on Sunday is that we have to have an outstanding Thursday, and that's what we control. So just worry about what you can control. I think sometimes, you know, that energy that you can kind of devote to wishing, devote that same energy to planning, you know, and what do we got to get accomplished? And, you know, this is a big day for us, a big red zone day for us. And, you know, what do we have to do both offensively and defensively in the red zone to defeat a really good team? And that's what I think these guys are really that's the one thing I love being around them is you know, their professional approach to every single day and how important every single day is.
And if Chris Paul can't go, are you comfortable having just two running backs up or McCaffrey?
He's going to practice today, so I we'll see. But I mean, I right now I don't anticipate. You know, you'd have to probably we don't have another running back on the roster, so we'd have to make a move when we cut somebody and add somebody. So, you know, we're not at that stage right now. You know, I think we'd have to kind of be comfortable with it. Again, we've got some guys that we've practiced that can play there. If for some reason we went into the game with two. You know, we have contingency plans on who could be three and who could be four. So.
He just can't play three day. Is Barbary automatically go on the left, or do you kind of do it once before? Is move lean over to the left side? And
if Jason couldn't go, but I don't anticipate that because he's going to practice again today too, then Allen would go in at Jason's spot.
What's your stance on whether a player should or shouldn't lose a job because of injury? You know, coaches have different positions on that.
I think it all depends on the individual situation.
Chip, what was it about Patrick Cox that really stood out to you last week?
I just think his production, you know, and the energy that he played with. You know, we had him for, five hurries. Really created a lot of havoc in there. You know, just starting to a little bounce in his step, a little bit more juice out there. And, you know, I talked to him a little bit about it. He seemed like he was having fun playing football, and that's what we want out of Fletch, because I think he can really cause some problems inside there. And I think that it – you know, he's starting again like everybody. It's we're all kind of new to each other, and we're getting a better feel for him, and he's getting a better feel for us.
Okay. Thanks.